The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, if you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. A lack of trees. News Talk's Sarah Madden investigates Ireland's deforestation problem and the sometimes esoteric efforts to restore our native woodlands.
Despite our reputation for being a land of green, abundant nature, Ireland is in fact the most deforested country in Europe. So what happened to our once majestic woodlands? Who are the green shoots fostering a neo-tree culture? And what part has News Talk played in the restoration of Irish forests?
In Ireland, historically and spiritually, we have a very ancient connection with the trees. Essentially, we were Muintir na Crann, which is the people of the trees.
Aoife Loudon is a guide and facilitator of land-based ancestral wisdom.
Long ago, Ireland was essentially a forest. It was a rainforest of oak and many native trees and plants. A very different landscape to what we know today, which is that of the green fields of Ireland. That is a man-made landscape. The Breton Law was our Gaelic law. It was our native law, which was pre-colonial. Part of this law was a protection of the trees, and the trees were actually divided up into different categories. You had the nobles of the woods and the commoners of the woods and so on. And based on the importance of that tree and the value of that tree, there would be a penalty. To cut down a tree, particularly like a billa or a sacred tree, was akin to the killing of a chief, like the killing of a person. So when we look at this written into the Breton Law, we can see how our Gaelic ancestors revered the trees and held them in such sanctity or reverence. Druids were a big part of Irish society and a big part of Gaelic society. The actual etymological root of the word druid comes from dar, which is oak tree. So to be a druid is literally to know the oak. They needed to know the wisdom of the forest and be connected with that. Even down to the Ogham, you know, our first written alphabet and language, the main Ogham that we know and understand as the alphabet is based on the trees, and each different tree is represented.
With such connection between our ancestors and the native trees, it's little wonder the colonising English set about cutting them down. It's estimated that ancient Ireland had about 80% tree cover. By the 19th century, that had been reduced to 1%.
When you sever people from the land, you sever people from their soul. So a big part of my life is definitely finding my way back to the land and reclaiming that mindset as well, the mindset that comes from being in relationship with the landscape and with the trees, and how that actually changes us.
At the age of 19, Aoife went to the Hill of Tara to live among the trees and the nature there.
It was almost like I heard the spirit of the forest say, this might sound mad to some people, but I felt you need to live here, you know, and it was like a clear message. So I did. So I started staying there in the forest, and it was very much a time of just listening to the trees and just coming to know what it's like to have trees as neighbours, because, you know, I grew up in a council estate and that was not my reality. To actually sleep under an oak tree every night and to dream with it is such a life-changing experience.
Living among the oak and the elder might not be achievable for everyone, but activities like forest bathing are.
So now, you're welcome to take in a view. And I'm just going to ask you to notice the different colours that you can see in your field of view. The colour green is a really relaxing colour. Our ancestors would have lived in woodland areas, in forests. So feeling safe is a huge part of seeing the colour green, because our brains go, oh yeah, okay, I'm okay, everything's fine.
Orla Walsh is the owner of Danu Forest Bathing. Today she's teamed up with Kat DeWitt from Forest Bathing Wicklow at Glen Cullen Adventure Park.
When I started this in 2021, I think I was one of the only ones on this side of the country that was doing it. There was a lot of forest bathing going on in Cork and Kerry, but not so much in Wicklow and Dublin. If I look now, we're like 4 years down the line, there's like forest bathing guides everywhere. Also other people who do like nature connection things, nature connection hikes, and a lot of natural things happening around the country. And that's a good thing, because I think we as people really lost that connection with nature. A lot of people are burned out because they're in offices all day, and I think it's very important to keep that connection with nature, because we often forget that we are part of nature.
Yeah, the research is showing that the effect on the nervous system is huge, because it's starting to regulate itself and calm down. You're breathing in all that fresh oxygen. You've also got all the bacteria that live within trees. All that bacteria is really, really good for our gut and our airways, for our immunity. Looking at the movement, looking at the shapes of the leaves and the patterns of leaves, they're called fractal patterns, and they're really, really positive for our mental health, because our ancestors would have looked for these kinds of patterns in nature to feel safe. So your brain sort of switches to that calm mode instead of the fight or flight that we're in when we're in a concrete building day in, day out in front of a screen, panicking because we haven't done X, Y, and Z. Mm. Looking at the patterns of a leaf on a tree will instantly calm you down.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you feel that people are realizing that we need our trees more, that they need to be around trees and nature? And maybe that's why things like forest bathing are booming in popularity?
I think so. I think a lot of the neo-paganism is making a comeback. So that ancient connection to the land, which is in turn connecting people to trees. In my past, I would have been into environmental education, which is a more sort of literal message, which I very much think that there's room for that in the world. However, mine and Kat's angle now, and it's the same with a lot of the storytelling and the mythology that goes on around trees, is that you're kind of connecting people to nature just by giving them a positive experience. And with that follows on the need then to mind it and protect it and look after it. And I do think that people are becoming more mindful as time is going on.
There is certainly a greater interest in restoring our forests here. Cuilce aims to create 100,000 hectares of new forests by 2050, while the Forestry Service's supported 100 million trees project aims to plant, well, 100 million trees. Efforts and enthusiasm are coming from the business world too.
Okay, so this is our first project. We bought this land in 2018, and we took a day out of the office and we came down, and there was about 50 of us, but we bought 1,000 trees, and all day long the 50 of us only got 500 in the ground. So we're not great. Right at the beginning, we were definitely not great reforesters.
Alan Coleman is the CEO of digital marketing agency Wolfgang Digital.
Back in 2017, we decided we want to become carbon neutral. Mm-hmm. So we were looking into our different options, and we learned three things about forests that really made us feel strongly that we wanted to start planting trees.
Okay.
So the first thing we learned is forestry is one of the strongest solutions to global warming. Ireland actually has a lot of natural advantages when it comes to reforestation. Mm. So trees that would take 160 years to mature in Scandinavia can mature here in 40 years. Economists would call that comparative advantage. Mm. You know, if a country has comparative advantage in something, it should focus on that. And then the third thing we learned about trees, which was, you know, really compelling, was we learned that despite our natural advantages, Ireland's the least forested country in Europe. Mm. So this really kind of, this was a gut punch for us, because everybody grows up with the notion of Ireland being this wonderful green country, you know, vibrant ecosystems. Like, that's a lie. That's not true. We're actually bottom of the table in Europe for forest cover, and we're also bottom of the table in Europe for biodiversity. And people were on board with the climate. They were like, this is really important. We want to be carbon neutral. We should do this. But once people heard why we were down to 1% native Irish woodlands, people were very engaged. Mm. I think Blind Boy put it best. He said, every tree planted is a radical act of decolonization. So we are really motivated to plant some trees. We'll take a walk, and I'm going to take you through ones that we planted 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's phenomenal. Like, you're already walking through a forest. These ones here are huge. Like, we can't get over how tall they are. They could be 18 foot or more, and they're in the ground 6 years, I think.
Wow. And what type of trees are those?
Oh, so we've got over a dozen different species here, and they're all native Irish. And not only are they native Irish, they're all, the seeds are Irish too. Mm. So we've got, like, our top canopy species are going to be oak, Scots pine. In the middle, we've birch and alder. Then we've holly and Gelder rose and all sorts as well. Ooh. So we've used a method called the Miyawaki method. Mm-hmm. in which essentially you take a very diverse mix of trees and you plant them very close together. This actually accelerates their growth and makes them a better home for biodiversity. So you can see that they're flourishing.
Absolutely. Have you always been an arborist at heart? How did you get into this?
So I've never planted a tree in my life before I got into this. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing started actually with me listening to News Talk and Mancon McGann. Mancon was eulogising about the majesty of Irish forests. And he said there's two ancient oak woods left in Ireland. One's in Kerry, one's in Wicklow. And I was so inspired by the interview that I got in the car and I drove down and walked around Tumnafuin Oak. I felt kind of got spirited away, fell in love with the idea. And I thought, you know, we should really buy land local to here and try and, with the baby oaks of Tumnafuin Oak, try and help that forest kind of spread across the hills of Wicklow once again.
Okay.
So what we have here is two Stephen's Greens and a little bit full of native Irish forests.
All of this majesty, all of this beauty.
Yeah.
All because of News Talk.
All because of News Talk. Full circle. And here you are.
And that report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.